This is The Exchange. I'm Laura Kanoy. Tomorrow on The Exchange, how much arsenic is around us? We'll find out tomorrow. Email us your comments and questions before the show at exchange@nhpr.org. And be sure to join us tomorrow morning live at 9. Today in The Exchange, a Medicaid expansion update. As we've been hearing, the special commission that debated New Hampshire options all summer made its report just last week. Two members of that commission are with us now to talk about what happened, where we might go from here. Charlie Arlinghouse is with us with the Josiah Bartlett Center for Public Policy, where he's the president of that think tank. And also with us, Representative Cindy Rosenwald, a Democratic state rep from Nashua. The number for you to join us is 1-800-892-6477. Email is exchange@nhpr.org. You can also post a comment on our Facebook page. And to the point, Representative Rosenwald, that Charlie Arlinghouse was making before the break, he was starting to talk about other possibilities to expand coverage to this population of low-income adults who don't get Medicaid coverage now, other ways to do it that we're not looking at yet. What do you think? Is what the commission came up with the way to go, or are there other ideas that could be just as good?
Thanks for the question. I think what the commission came up with is certainly the most efficient way to approach it, and the most efficient way for New Hampshire taxpayers. And specifically, if you're talking about people under 100% of poverty without taking advantage of the Medicaid expansion that we are talking about now, New Hampshire would not get the increased federal financial participation. So we would get our regular, generally 50% federal funds for every dollar that we spend. We would only have to pay for half of that. I've looked at what it would mean to our state budget if New Hampshire were to try and say to the federal government, let us just expand Medicaid to those under 100% of poverty. They have said they will not give the enhanced federal match, the 100% for 3 years, 90% in the future.
A big chunk of change.
A big chunk of change.
A lot of states
that
want.
That would cost the taxpayers of New Hampshire $140 million in general funds a year.
So have to do it up to 138%.
Yes, you do. You can ask for a waiver to treat different groups in different ways. We also on the commission looked at another plan, a catastrophic coverage plan presented by a staff writer from Forbes magazine.
The Avik Roy plan, right?
Ovik. I think he pronounces it. That would actually cost, if you looked at the whole population of people below 100% of poverty in New Hampshire without insurance, it would cost us $75 million a year in state general funds. This is just way more expensive. We don't have a revenue source for that, and I don't think there's an appetite for a new broad-based tax.
So are you saying, Representative Rosenwald, that this is the way to go, that basically we do this New Hampshire take on what the Affordable Care Act wants New Hampshire to do? That's the best way to do it, given especially that chunk of change
given the expansion of our premium assistance health insurance program, the HIP program, I think it is the way to go, because it is not until state fiscal year 20, so 7 years from now, that there is any net general fund increase.
Charlie, let me ask you this. Democrats on the panel, like Representative Rosenwald, said, hey, you know, we are really giving a New Hampshire take on this. We're using private insurance to the fullest extent possible. Again, HIP program, not to get too detailed, but that would help people pay for premiums and deductibles so they could stay on private insurance. Is this an approach that a conservative could love?
No. At the end of the day, there are significant financial costs to this program. There are significant financial question marks, which we didn't really have the opportunity to go into. So, for example, when we were debating the notion of putting in some kind of a trigger on federal coverage, on state costs, et cetera, one of the things that a couple of us, Representative Kirk and I in particular, talked about doing was looking at the budget numbers that we're putting out there and saying, because keep in mind, this is a program that will cost us probably about $40 million a year when it's fully implemented.
But with the federal match.
There's an enticement period in the beginning for the first 3 years as 100% federal match, and then it ratchets down to 90. But at the end of that enticement period, it's about $40 million a year roughly based on their estimates. It, when we looked at that and said, all right, what if we capped our cost at that and said that I guess we need a waiver for this, but that doesn't matter. And said that we will cap the cost. They said, you know what, these numbers are very sketchy and you can't rely on them for making kind of cost estimates. And I say that not to say that anyone did a bad job with the numbers, but it's a very uncertain program with significant financial cost to it. It is a restructuring of an existing program we have to cover a population for very noble reasons. I think there's the possibility to find a great deal of common ground, but I think it would involve... The federal government has said, we won't do this, we won't do this. The federal government has also done things in the last 6 months that they had previously said they wouldn't do. We will not reauthorize Oklahoma's Insure Oklahoma program, but then they did. We will not reauthorize Indiana's program, but then they did. There are things that were considered impossible 6 months ago that aren't now. I would look at this and I would say, if you're going to expand the number of people on Medicaid, let's also reduce the number of people on Medicaid who are eligible for a different kind of coverage. I think that at some point there's common ground to be found there. Would you have to ask the federal government for a waiver? Yes. But if you're going to have to ask the federal government for waivers, people need to know this on Medicaid. We play Mother May I with the government all the time. We can't do things unless they let us do them.